Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check it out. This is Chicago's own comedian B. Cole, and you listen to my man Ray, Devon, and also the beautiful Candace on the Truth Brothers. Now, if you ain't listening to the Truth Brothers, the truth ain't in you. Let's do this, baby.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And, of course, as always, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
Okay, and I'm standing by Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio's chat room. Hey, everybody.
What's going on?
All right. And as everybody know, that is the voice of the producer supreme, Candace.
Right on.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the next episode. How you doing, fellas?
All right. How was everyone's week?
Again. You ask me this every week.
We've been doing that since we started.
How about this? How about I'll tell you.
There you go. That works out great, too. Nah, man, yeah, hectic for me, man. Just bouncing around. Little man's had his surgery and all that today. I'm taking everything in right now.
I got you. Yeah. Then I guess I feel bad. I had a great weekend.
There you go. Let's go. Lucky, man. Nah.
Yeah. So okay, who we hollering at?
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, of course, like I said, my little man Armani Patrick had his ABR test today,
right.
Where he had to get sedated, but
everything came out great.
He can hear, and he's, you know, since he was born 3 months early, that was a scary touch-and-go moment right now. But he's good. He's at home chilling right now, so be there in a little bit, dude. And got to say what's up to Maya Hawkins and Ashley Mills. Got to say what's up to – oh, and Kwame Brown. Kwame Wright, I'm sorry when I say Kwame Brown. He did say what – but we got to say happy birthday to Tanisha Kirby, Jenny Andrews, also known as Lucy, Sanija Baltimore, Van Johnson, and True Bros dad, Raynard Gage.
All right.
Happy B-Day.
Yeah, happy birthday, Dad. So, there you go.
That's love. That is cold and lovely at the same time.
No, that's what popped me. I'm getting emotional long.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got you. I thought it was short and sweet, Pop.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right, yeah. Cry too long, he hit you in the jaw.
That ain't good. That's never good. Okay.
I'm just playing. All right. So, anything else, anybody?
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. As you all know, for the second hour, we'll be doing the Sarah Cruzan story. If you haven't had a chance to check out the YouTubes and everything that we put up in our group and on our page and any event, don't worry about it. We'll refresh you guys. And we also have the actual audio from Sarah Cruzan telling her story at the bottom of our first hour after, of course, we do our world famous by now terrible truth. So, yeah, you guys sit back, strap in. You know, we're going to give you the best of Truth Brothers right now.
There you go. And I can see that, Justice is in and Tony's in.
Miss Bree Love.
That's right, fam. All right. And with all of that out of the way, this is...
Wait. Before we go on to that, I want to thank everyone who tuned in last week, actually last 2 weeks, for very powerful shows.
No doubt.
The overwhelming responses that we have just been tremendous. And we just want to thank everybody for... giving their 2 cents onto such a sensitive and very important topic. So,
appreciate that.
You go ahead.
All right. Okay.
Heaven.
There you go. This is the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings, greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark with The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Christopher Columbus GPS Systems. Look what you done found.
And Flavor Flav bath salts. Yeah, boy. Flavor Flav says if you don't have a brain, eat one.
Got it. Told you, I'm going to get them baths on. All right, check this out, man. This is more of a study. A study has been shown that spanking may lead to depression, anxiety, and alcoholism. A new study published by the website Pediatrics shows a link between spanking and the development of several disorders later in life.
Yeah.
The study says that being slapped, pushed, or hit as a child leads to an increased risk of mental illness. Adults who reported
because when your mom said I'm gonna slap you silly, she meant it.
Yeah, I'm gonna slap that crazy out you. That's what she said. Adults who reported such treatment as children were reported as 6% of respondents who had higher risk of mood disorders, anxiety, and alcohol or drug abuse.
The study
finds an association between the two. But there is no proof that one is the cause of the other. Males and those from educated and wealthy families are most likely to report harsh physical abuse, like Michael Jackson.
He said blacks, like, yeah, okay, well, yep.
Some experts.
Happy birthday, Dad. Happy birthday. All I know is.
Thanks for beating me into success.
That's right. All I know is my dad said, you join a gang, beat your ass. Did joint gang. Dad said, call me asking to get bailed out. And bail you out and beat your ass. Never call him get bailed out.
Yeah.
See, I ain't an alcoholic. Well, Dad said, oh, yeah, you come in there with any of that funny stuff under your nose.
You got that. You got them salt powders
okay.
under your nose.
Okay, Dad, yeah. My dad would be a killer bad. Look, if my dad was the mayor, there'd be no crackhead.
I'm sure. Everybody who had a real dad knows that shit. Like, I tried my dad one time.
Yeah.
It was just
once.
Yeah, that was it.
Once.
And then, because, you know, at a certain point as a boy, you get the
you
smell
get that,
of your drawers.
Right, exactly.
Hey, these ain't Fruit of Balloons no more. They smell like fruits. So,
that's right. When you get that I'm a man now.
Yeah, that crack in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to do this. Won't you do something around the house?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was in the hallway.
Yep.
And my dad just had hit me up talking about cleaning up around here and doing the chores, and he went to leave, and I decided to square my shoulders up. And I didn't give him that proper man respect as he going down the hall. We barely brushed shoulders. He turned around. Oh, so you a man now, knuckle? And proceeded to crack my chest open,
yeah,
like crab.
With the jaws of life that he called a fist.
He opened you up like a Long John Silver crab feast.
Dude, the oxygen left my body.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, I was curled up on the floor like Prince in Purple Rain.
Yep, Knox got knocked.
There it is.
That's what you got. Nah, just real quick, got to get mine in there. Well, I'm telling my brothers first because I don't want to put
myself
out there.
You go, put him out there.
Same thing.
Hey, how is he doing, too?
Oh, my brother's great, man. Shout out. He's, like I said, homeowner. He's moving in to his new house later this month. I can't remember the exact date. So, shouts out to him, my sister-in-law, Monique, my two nephews. What's up? Now he's a homeowner.
There you go.
He's got a family. No outside children,
there you
nothing.
Go. Bet he got beat.
Oh yeah, pop slayed law when he had to though.
That's
the difference.
But that hype over there in the corner looking for that hair on, he got time out.
Yeah, like the girl on Joe Brown and I got kids and you can't leave me. Yeah, y'all
gotta
see that clip. Real quick, my brother, same thing with you. See, I never had that rule because I had a small frame as a smaller kid. Like I had broad shoulders.
Oh no!
But
what I'm dude sitting here now was not in height. I was freshman sophomore year. I was 5'5". No.
Yeah, that's lady height. But we gonna get back to that. No, so my brother decides he didn't want to, you know, get that room between the refrigerator and the walkway. Didn't do it, and he proceeded. Pops turned him and knocked him into the wall. And I saw that. I was older. I haven't tried my pops yet. So I was like, Man, that looked a little scary because we had the walls that almost were like, they wasn't the plaster, it was almost like plexi.
Uh-huh.
Something like, so the crack of the sound came off the wall. So that was his story. He, after that, been pretty cool.
Yes, sir. Oh, you wanted these dishes washed. Gotcha.
Didn't know what you meant.
Gotcha.
But
yeah.
My case was, mine was a lot worse when he got to me. See, what it was a shout out to my dad, man. I got it. That's a great man right there. But, I was the dude. I was the tallest. Always been the tallest.
Right.
And at that time, height meant better than weight because I was faster than him. And I used to pick on my little cousins and my little brother. Just guy stuff, right? I didn't know I went that far, but Pops thought I did. So we was like, come on downstairs in the basement. He called it the cellar. But come on down.
Yeah, because things happen in the cellar.
Yeah, so I'm in my I had a basement room at the time, and I'm in my chair. I'm kicking. Now, he came in, go downstairs. I'm downstairs. I'm in a chair, but I'm in a chair like I run this. Arm out, you know, feet up.
Like
what you want
to
do.
Like what you need. You need loan.
Right. Pretty much like I'm tired of bailing you out, Rod. So anyway, he proceeds to just go ahead and say he walked in, locked the door, said if you could get out this room, you cool. I didn't get out the room and I didn't get up because I gave him that whatever. And he walked to the chair, picked it up while I'm still in it, and turned it upside down. And I looked up at him like, I didn't know he was this strong, and just the fear.
That was
the
anger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's a sign of, oh, you don't want me touching my little brother. Gotcha.
Yep.
No need for this no more.
Yeah, no, man. Yeah. Hats off to the dad. Now I want
real pops. Real
that report is garbage. Skip that.
Beat your kids.
That's
people.
Right. Beat your kids. Kick
your
a child in the throat.
Right now, if you got a kid next to Truth Brothers, just slap him off the go point.
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you got a story.
I've got several, but there's a very fine line. I've witnessed a whole lot. I have three older brothers, so I've witnessed quite a bit.
Yeah.
Did you learn?
The only girl out of three boys, I mean, you know.
You got the leverage.
Nah.
You have
not really,
got
but
the
you
leverage.
Know what? I wasn't spoiled like that.
No, but
I
was
just sit back and watch like, damn, what's up?
Yeah, but see, he didn't come at, I'm sure he didn't come at you with the fury he came at the boys.
Well, I'll tell you this one story. I had this thing as a kid. With this fascination with fire, right? You know, so I was a little mini pyro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said I'll kind of, you know, I always wanted to be a chemist, you know, and ironically I bake, which is a form of chemistry. But anyway, so, you know, I would have this thing where I go mixing stuff up, you know, my dad, hey, stop that, knock that out, don't. okay, I'll stop. After a while, it called me back again. I started doing the shit. Yeah, well, this one particular time, I decided to set this little wooden piece on fire.
Yeah, just to see what happened.
And I got a little, not that it got out of control, but when I put it out, it's the smell of burning, you know, wood.
Right.
So I was like, oh, shit. You know, I'm running around, open the window.
God, where's the glaze?
You know. And this is before, you know, GPS and, you know, cell phones and pages. Hey, when you coming home? So, you know,
right.
I can get my thing right. Anyway, so maybe about 15, 20 minutes after I did that, I saw my daddy pull up. So now I'm freaking out, right? I'm like, oh, man.
Ooh.
So I take my crayons and my coloring books and I go into the bathroom. This is the place that I would go into and lay in the tub when I knew I was going to get my ass kicked about something.
Right.
So, you know, this was my hideout. And
you took crayons and coloring books as if
I had to be like six.
Okay.
I had to be like six or seven.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was a regular thing. So, so I go into the bathroom, I close the door, and I lock it. And it's one of those hook and eye catch locks. The one that just go in, and you take the little hook over.
So you went Penny from Good Times on them. I got
right.
You.
So my daddy goes, stupid. So my daddy comes in the house instantly. Dennis, I can hear him call my name. It's the bone chilling, you know, to this day.
Yeah,
if he called my name
I'm
like that.
I'm loosening the belt up right
and
now.
In my 30s, I'm like, oh, God, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I was like, I'm sorry. You know, he come bamming on the bathroom door. I'm like, no, please. I'm still laying there.
Right.
I'm in a tub coloring.
Right.
I'm thinking he can't get me.
No, please, no.
I plan it out.
Please.
No, please. I'm like, I'm sorry. Open his door. No. You know, so he stops and he walks away. He leaves.
Yep.
Now it's eerily quiet.
Yep.
I'm like,
it's
kitchen
okay.
drawer.
So.
What's in the kitchen drawer?
Shut up.
Oh, okay.
So, I'm like, you know, and I thought I heard him leave out. So I get up and I creep to the door, but I'm too scared to open it. So anyway, finally I was like, no, forget that. I'm not even going to go out.
Right.
I go lay back in the tub. Next thing I know, I see a butter knife come straight to me. And I had very, very long hair. I had very long braids. He grabbed me by my hair and beat the dog snot out of me.
There you go. Yeah.
That ended that whole pyromania. So, yeah. Yeah.
Nah,
I
you know what?
I've had the
crazy.
Brakes beaten off me. But speaking of brakes, we're going to take one now. And we'll be right back for more Truth Brothers.
That's crazy.
It's been a long time.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Follow procedures. The crowd couldn't wait to see this. Nobody's been this long awaited since Jesus. Who wouldn't believe this? I heard the word on the street is I'm still one of the deepest on the mic since Adidas. They said I changed the times from the rhymes that I thought of. So I made some order, put the new world in order with mathematics. Put your status above the average and help you rappers make paragraphs with graphics. From school days to dawning, new ways of performing. Brainstorming.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Two fingers.
Truth Brothers Radio.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters are Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is ripped. Seeing what will transmit, transcribe to the box, transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. 818-514-1202 is the number. Hey, give us a call and tell us about your dad and how he handled things.
You know what's crazy, though? Real quick, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to Candy's story, and it just, I don't know, it's just a kid with matches. It's something about matches.
Dude.
I had one time, man, me and my brother, we used to be at the house all the time. That's why we tight, you know, and like, I used to just light a box of matches
and watch them
all blow up, right? But I didn't know nothing about smoke inhalation at the time, right? So I remember I was on the back of the porch. I can't tell my mom if she's listening. She'll probably remember this. But we stayed at a spot over on Minerva in the city. Shouts out to my city people. And but I just had a fact. So I lit one match. And they caught fire that fast, and I dropped them. But I was still so close to the ground that the smoke went in my nose and all that. We were on the thrower floor.
Oh, yeah.
I backed up and hit the wall. My brother was like, no, and pulled me real quick, right? And then all I could see is I'm dying because the smoke was in my lungs.
Right.
And he was like, do you want some Kool-Aid? And I
it's red.
I was just sitting there like eyes, like he was, and then he never was concerned about like, man, they gonna find out we light matches on the.
Right.
It was just me.
It was,
he was
right.
A good kid. My brother was really a good kid. But
well,
yeah,
we got a caller. We're going to go to the caller first, and then I'll tell you my fire story. 310, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
All right.
310.
On with Truth Brothers Radio. What's your name?
Okay, they just listen. It's cool. It's cool. Let me tell you this. This is my fire story.
Okay.
Like in the basement, like you said, me and my sister will go down in the basement. And then one time we just thought it was like, we found a lighter. I was like, okay, well, cool. Let's play with it.
Right.
So I knew how to do the lighter. So we knew, you know, you're playing with matches. You know you're not supposed to do this.
Right.
So we would get, it was a little cubby hole under the stairs to the basement.
Yep.
So we got in a little cubby hole, and we was just lighting little things on fire.
Right.
And then we was like, wow, this
That's
is cool.
That's how I began.
Then, like, the first time we lit hair, and it all just looked like little sparkles.
Yep.
We were like, oh, man, this is cool. So we was trying to find that crap to burn.
Right.
So then we found a straw. And we seen what plastic do with it. We was like, this is the coolest ever.
Right.
So we was doing stuff. So I was smart enough to know, okay, when we were finished, let's take this stuff and throw it away. So I would scoop it all up,
right,
put someone throw it away, right?
Right.
So then we started looking for matches, anything we could find.
Yep.
So next thing I know, because my mom smoked, so we just started knowing all those. She just started, where the hell are all the matches?
Right.
And they was gone. So I would go to school. My sister wasn't in school yet, so she would stay with my grandmother.
Right.
And my grandmother seen her lift a book of matches and put it in her pocket.
Right.
So my grandmother called, hey, I seen blah, blah, blah. And we don't know. So we get up one morning, and my dad called us downstairs, and we like, them got the halos on, don't know nothing, right?
Right.
So my dad was like talking to us, and he was act like he couldn't light this lighter.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
He was like, I can't get this thing up. Can you get this to light? My sister was like, oh, man. He gave it to my dumb ass. Can you? Oh, yeah, dude, you using it. It's all in the thumbs, son.
You got to
pull. And I flicked it, that light fire came on, man, he went ham.
Oh, little knucker.
You stupid knucker.
Yo, little sister looking at you like, what kind of
dummy like
are
you?
Did,
yeah, she should,
you
man.
You ain't seen this coming.
He was, do you? And I was like, oh, yeah, no, you using it wrong. You got to use the thumb, son.
Yeah, man. You got to press
man.
And turn.
Oh,
dude.
Lit me up.
I don't know what the. I think
it's just some type of weird fascination with
and the
fire.
And the bad part about it is, I don't even know how I'm gonna handle it when my kids do it, man.
You're gonna be mad.
I got lucky.
As soon as you send them to bed, you're gonna laugh.
You got lucky.
I got lucky. My kid didn't go through that.
She's still young.
No, I had to be like 6 or 7
yeah,
when I went through that.
That's about
phase.
How old
I was.
Yeah.
Young.
Nah, that's about
yeah,
how old I was.
I did it well up until I was
yeah,
like
you was 14.
Yeah, I'm still yeah, but to this day I sit at the house and just light stuff on fire.
Yeah.
And hold it.
Just
so like you ever lit your blue jean strings that hang off the back
no.
of your
yep.
pants over
yep.
yep, see?
Yep.
Real pyromatic though.
Right.
Real pyro.
But you do that, right? Because like some of my when your shirts get snags on them.
Yeah, you
yeah,
light them.
You light them.
818-514-1202. Come on, where's the pyromaniacs at?
Children don't do that at home though.
Yeah, we
recommend. Don't do that.
Considering that this show should be rated MA, I guess shouldn't no children be listening anyway. But yeah, real
oh
quick.
No, yeah, I got a pyromaniac on the line.
Here we go.
Yeah, Tony, what you done burned down?
You know, I was really trying to resist. But my brother and I were about 6 and 7, and I'm a year older than he is. And we used to, you know, get home from school and stay at my aunt's house when we were living in San Francisco. And I don't know if you guys have ever been in the homes there in San Francisco, but back in those days, you know, everything was basically old and creaky looking, you know. But
right.
We would go play in the closet, and that's where my uncle hung all of his suits. And we got in the closet, and my brother had the matches, and I kept telling him, strike one, two at a time, try and do it two at a time. And I told him, don't take it off of the book. Just, you know, strike it on the book and see if we can light them all at the same time. We in the closet, the door is closed, and that book of matches went up. You know, it burst into flames.
Oh, right, my
brother,
right.
My brother flew, you know, flung it. And back then, you know, those, you know, shiny suits went up. Went up quick.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, I hear my aunt, because we're afraid to come out the closet, but everything is on fire. We're afraid to come out the closet. We know we're going to get beat. And all my little pigtails, the ends were singed. My eyebrows were singed. So we got the beating of our lives. The beating of our lives.
You're not mentally ill now, are you?
What?
From the beating.
I tell you what, I'm afraid of open flames now.
There you go.
Okay.
You should be.
Okay.
Watch out for those California
wildfires. Oh, my God. Yeah, I tell you. But I couldn't resist. When you're talking about it, the first thing I thought about were those shiny suits hanging in that closet. And we got beat from my aunt. When my uncle got home, he beat us. My mom got home. She beat us.
Yeah.
Those beatings lasted for a week.
You know what, though? I've never had one of them pass down beatings. Like, it was either my mom would say, I'm going to wait for your dad to get home because I can't do nothing with you. Like, that. I hated it. That's the only thing until I got older that I hated to hear was my mom say, I'm going to tell your dad.
Oh, yeah. I
hated that.
And you're trying to go to bed early?
Yeah. And you clean up everything real nice. Like, like, oh, yeah, I knocked the dishes out and cleaned you guys' room. It's like Christmas morning now.
We got passed down beatings.
Yeah. I got one of the worst beatings from my mom, man. And then to top it all off, it wasn't my fault. Like, I had a set of drums, right? Because I told you a couple of shows back, I love the Monkees. I want to be Mickey Dolan.
Right.
So I had a set of drums and was taking drum lessons and everything. These real, my dad spent like $250 on these drums.
Right.
And the first thing he told me is, I don't want to catch you writing on these drums. Don't be writing the Monkees on there. Don't be doing none of that. I'm like, yes, sir. I knew how, you know, these were.
Right.
My cousin comes by, and he come by to spend the weekend, and he's up there. I don't know. He takes a ballpoint pen and thought it was going to be cool to write Ray's drums on them.
Because you don't know who they are.
But my cousin, I love my cousin to death, but he ain't that bright. He tried to write drums, but he wrote Ray's dumb. So my mom is up cleaning my room. He's gone now.
Right.
And she sees
Ray's dumb.
Right. And call me up. Did you do? I'm like, no, I did not do that.
He did you not do what he told you to do?
Your dumb ass can't spell drums.
It's such a rush, wasn't you? Rush it, boy.
Oh, my God.
I was all of 11 years old, so she, I'm going to tear your tail up, and then I'm telling your dad.
Oh, my God.
She go to get the belt to give me a whooping, and she hit me, and my dumb behind ain't crying.
Yeah.
You're not strong enough now to
cause that damage.
Right. I've got a little lay of you know, and I'm looking at her like, I'm a man now.
Oh, yeah.
And she said,
she said,
you not going to cry, mother?
Yeah.
And grab the iron and yank the cord out of the iron. And I was like, no, wait, look, tears. She tore me up so bad, my dad was like, I ain't even going to get him.
But don't see, you know those are the worst? Oh, my God.
It took for him to come back like 6 months later to cop to actually writing that on my drum set.
Right.
And then I started crying all over again. Like, see, I told you.
But you know what's crazy, though?
That's what you go for. What you
I don't
do.
Know what that is. Like, at a certain point, guys just don't.
Mama, yeah.
You can't, because my mom, would. She was, like, at a point, like with Ray, like, I was sitting there, and she was just holding my arm, and I was helping her hold it up.
Right.
Like, get in there.
Get in there.
Get it all in. And she didn't do anything, and she was like, I'm going to hit you until you cry. My brother was like, nah, cry. And I just.
I'm a man now.
Yeah, that pride in me, because I'm 3 years older than my brother. My brother knew, though. I thought he was smarter than me at that age anyway.
Right.
But he knew to cry to get her to stop. He was boom, boom, yes, Jesus. I don't understand. But she was a good 10 minutes of whack, and I'm just walking with her, like, which way you want me to go?
we
can do this all day, but until she pulled up and just hauled off and stole on me, then that was it. Like, oh, we boxing now. But we got to take a quick break. Thanks, Tony, for tuning in and sharing your fire story.
We got one from Justice, too, so yes. When we come back from the break, we'll go ahead and delve into that.
All right, right back with more Truth Brothers Radio. Mama, no!
Truth Brothers Radio.
Yo, word up. Get from out my face before you get bust quickly. The hip, the hippie. I rip it in a minute because I'm gifted like December 25th. Now let me flip. I'm all knowing. Lyric and syllables thrown. Even when it's snowing, I'm party going. Free flowing and stomping. Never tiptoeing. Overthrowing across big old bronze. I got more styles than the planet got women. I got as many rhymes as many styles of women. Don't let me come out on that ass. Your mental, I'm afflicted, acting ill and fitly, picking the victim at random, slamming him, slack him to the stage.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Something is wrong with the government in which we live, wrong with the leaders that lead us, wrong with us in the way we respond to our enemy and each other. This nation is not about our poor people, whether they are black, brown, red, yellow, or white. This nation is about our rich people, and to hell with the weak and the poor. They must serve.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, we're back. Back with, I'm missing something here.
It's Justice. Justice, you better call the show, man, and tell this story, man.
Yeah, I can't see it, Justice. They can read it. I can't see it, man. So you got to, evidently, the story is off the chain. Because all I heard was you lit a lame on fire. That's all I hear. With a flannel, with a Roseanne Conner shirt on.
While he's calling in, I'm gonna tell you where we all get it from, man. My dad told me when he was a shorty, right, they all hanging out and projects and all, had a little bonfire going.
Right.
And my dad got the crazy idea, you know what I could do? I could jump through the bonfire.
Jack ain't got to be nimble.
Say he jumped through the bonfire and lit his coat on. Yeah, my uncle had to tackle him and roll him.
That ain't funny, man.
That's where I get it from.
I had a slow I had to get out of that, though, man. Like, I don't want to call him a slow like that, but it was this guy who was a slow. He was like a Kelf the Kid type of dude, right? That's what we call slows here. But Kelf.
Yeah.
Kelf the Kid.
Yeah. We was driving down the street one day, and this stupid retarded boy act like he didn't know how to cross the street. We were like, watch it, you damn Kelp.
But anyway, like, I was out there, and it's not mentally challenged. I don't want to say retarded, but, and I don't know where we live, but there's a lot of mentally challenged people over here. But anyway, I'm going down. Yeah, it probably is. I'm going down, and I see this kid, and he's playing with matches. And me, I don't like to really get involved until I see something's, like, getting over where it needs to be, like a person leaving their kid at a gas station or something.
Right.
But I went ahead, and I'm like, hey, man, you going to light yourself on fire. He literally looked at me, took the match, and started lighting the bottom of his palm and was sitting there lighting it. And I'm like, hey, Kel. And he just, And I was like, oh, and then I got it. Like, I thought he was doing it to be rebellious or whatever, but he was doing it because Kelf didn't know no better.
Kelf think fun.
Yeah, but hell, Kelf going to hell, getting started.
That is crazy.
All right. 508, you on with the Truth Brothers. Who this?
This is Justice, bro.
Yes, it is.
What's up, love? I got to hit it.
Way back in time, it was a touch way to... You know, you know, Flick the Big Days there. It was Big Lighters. I was rolling that Big Lighter on his lame sleeve. I hit it a couple of times. Next thing you know, he was all on fire in the back of his ear and everything. He's rolling on.
Did you give him a can of Pepsi?
Say 15 minutes ago, laid up all the principles off. I was trying to explain that.
Did you get McCann?
Yeah, he got that Michael Jackson burn.
Yeah, flicked the pig.
Oh, wow.
Gave him some of that Pepsi burn.
Damn, yep. Was he okay?
Yeah, did you get out your own form of Big Justice Big Lighters?
Freddy Krueger one there.
Man.
Oh, wow.
So,
man.
Did you get suspended? You had to.
Oh, yeah, I got suspended.
Oh, wow.
You know what's crazy? Justice laughing like it ain't. Justice laughing like, yeah, I put him. That dude was.
I had a chance to go to get on fire
like right now looking for nickels. And Justice is laughing. Oh, there he is. I burnt him up.
Oh, that is
dude down the club with the bandages on, ass shaking his coin jar.
So he didn't try to fight you or nothing after that?
No.
No, he was too busy going around wondering what happened. It happened so quick, you know. You roll that lighter a couple of times, and you know those old, it's like a hunting jacket, those black and red flannels there.
Yeah.
I think caught up real like a tinder box.
He had a hunting jacket. You know what's crazy? Yeah, what's crazy is can't say did you fight him. If a dude is bold enough to light you on fire in school, would you fight him?
Yes. No.
I don't know what's happening.
You know, you know who Justice was in school? He was the Gooch.
There it is.
He was the Gooch.
Yeah. More or less,
That just made hey, you know what? It's about time for me to change my name. I think Justice is the best way to go now.
They made you sit in the front from now on, didn't they?
Yep. You get up here, put your hands
on you, though.
They needed that school security guard who never had a gun and had a Jerry curl to sit by Justice all the time. Please don't drip on him, sir. He likes to light things on fire.
Call him the deacon, yeah.
There you go.
Thanks for the call,
man.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's my shit. That's hilarious.
That's good old Jeff.
My man. More terrible truth, people. We forgot. And remember, everybody who's tuning in right now, our second hour conversation will be the Sarah Cruz and story. That'll be coming up.
Yeah, because we're getting our laughs out now, because there ain't going to be no laughs in that one.
Yeah, really. Go ahead, man.
All right. Burglars breastfed stranger's baby.
What's up with this, man?
I had
burglar
to do
breastfed
with
baby
stories.
From burglar's bank.
Yes.
I got you.
A woman has been arrested in the U.S. after allegedly breaking into a home and breastfeeding the household owner's baby. The baby's mother says she found the intruder feeding her two-month-old infant about 5 a.m. in Brookings, South Dakota. The mother dialed 911 and managed to get her baby back from the woman, who then laid on the bed and laid there until police arrived.
Damn,
she was wore out.
I don't know if that's the case, but okay.
The 24-year-old suspect has been charged with unlawful occupancy. Alcohol is believed to play a part in the incident. There you go.
I'm just froze right now. I'm literally just froze. Like,
yikes.
Yeah. How would you like?
I don't even know.
How would you like to get up for the 5 a.m. feeding and find little Don there?
I got it.
Right.
Shh. Don't wake him. Your milk ain't good.
Duh.
It don't have the sheer nutrients and potassium to get the baby's juices right. Shh. Suckle.
Oh, like, that's just.
Yeah. Hey.
Just, he'll be all right. Remember Hannah Rocks the Cradle?
Yep.
When she was sneaking in there feeding the baby.
What type of pervert do you have to be?
A milky one.
To go ahead and feed somebody's baby.
Look, got all this milk and it's got to go somewhere.
Me here, Devon, would love to take a couple off your hands. But that's great. I'd love to get a quart off you.
Really? Okay, well, there you go.
Hey.
Oh.
Well, there it is.
Bet we get a
milk.
Okay, really?
I bet we get a letter this week.
Mills milk. Vitamin D for Devon.
Oh. My God.
That's wrong. No. How you doing, Ash? Yeah. Okay, next
kid.
I'm sorry. I'm just kind of stuck.
Yeah, I know.
Ain't nothing wrong with, hey, first off, I know dudes that drink breast milk,
story.
Though. I do know dudes that do that, though. Just saying. I don't personally, but I do know dudes that do that. They find it very high.
We'll talk about that during the break.
We'll
get into that.
Pause.
Well, I can say that this next story has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
But major DC comic character to come out of the closet. So he'll be sucking no breast milk anytime
soon. There you go.
He gets his milk from a different source.
Jacqueline.
We are not going to sit here and talk about man milk. That's nasty. We're not.
It's Richard Mann.
Duh.
Go ahead.
DC Comics plans to reintroduce a character as gay in a future issue. It has been revealed. Co-publisher Dan DiDio previously said that the company would not change the sexual orientation of an existing superhero and would bring in a new one altogether. But Kapow Comic Convention in London on Sunday, he revealed that an existing character who was previously assumed to be straight will be, quote-unquote, one of our most prominent gay characters.
I wonder who it is.
It better be Wonder Woman.
According to the comic
blog. That's
the
only one that will work. Don't do that to Clark. Clark has been through enough.
Say,
go ahead.
Thank you. According to the comic blog BleedingCool.com, CMVP sales Bob Wayne said the deal's view had "quote unquote" evolved, comparing the shift to Barack Obama's recent endorsement of same-sex marriage.
No, not the same. Not
the deal did not specify which character would come out or in which issue it would be featured.
Put it like this: he's coming out of the water, not the closet.
Yeah, you Aquaman or Wonder Woman, that's about it.
But Courtney Simmons, DC Entertainment Senior Vice President of Publicity, told ABC News that it would be soon. One of the major iconic DC characters will reveal that he is gay in a storyline.
Pink Lantern.
So,
there you go.
That's all I could say.
I mean, there's been a lot of speculation with this story. Some people think it may be Aquaman.
Aquaman or Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman is the best way to go.
Some people think it may be Batman.
No, don't you do.
Some people
that's
might
all
think
they
it might
got.
Be Wonder Woman or Green Lantern.
No. Yep. No. 818-514-1202. Who do you think it's going to be?
I think it might be Aquaman.
You don't dare do it to Batman. That's all you
I
got.
I hope you don't do it to Flash. Don't do Flash
at
like
least
that.
He'd be fast.
There you go. Just, did it hurt? Did it hurt?
Flash. I think it's going to be Aquaman.
I hope
everybody
it, I'd rather go
be,
with Wonder Woman.
He's going to be Mermaid Man in a minute.
Yep.
Could be Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
I hope so.
Wonder Woman fits because Wonder Woman can fit the role of a man-hating.
Hey.
That's just that.
Hey,
just,
you saying that because she's what, a big Amazon?
No, right.
Ooh,
but
yeah,
I mean, remember,
too, remember,
right, remember when they did the New Frontier movie and she came off like
Xena,
Alien.
The War
yeah,
of
she
Princess.
Came off like Xena. So I'm saying that would work. Aquaman,
I mean,
no one
Wonder
cares about. So. Just
that's it.
You can how many adventures you got to have with water? If
there
anything on land, Aquaman is just done. So he can work.
Wish they'd have got Captain Planet. He'd been a great.
He'd have been a good one. They
call him Mother Earth.
But boy, oh boy, don't do Robin like that. Poor Robin.
Robin catches
the butt of all the jokes anyway. So don't do Robin. You dang sure ain't gonna do Batman.
Did
that's
they
all
say
you
a
got.
Hero or a villain? Does, or
a hero.
Okay. I'm trying
to
see.
And you don't dare do Clark like that. You already. Clark already got smeared with that from that last pathetic Superman movie, Superman Return.
Right.
When, because the director is gay, and one of those groups that like to out
Shazam.
People try to. Yeah, but Shazam is a kid. You don't want to do that either.
They young and frisky now. Freaky
that's
boys.
That's
remember that?
Man.
I'm just saying.
So 818-514-1202. Who do you think it'll be?
I really don't care. I don't.
Well, there it is.
I don't. Speaking of gay, Herman Cain is in the NCAA. He says the NAACP has lost its relevance.
Yep, because it's Herman Cain said that.
Yeah. Former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain said Friday that while he is grateful for the past work of the NAACP, the organization has lost its relevance. Quote.
Yep, here it comes.
It's looking for its relevance in all of the wrong places. There used to be a war, and we won that war on civil rights. We did, Herman.
Like
all
Herman
right.
participated.
Yeah.
Herman said, his daddy said, you better get your butt on that bus and go straight to the back. Don't back off to nobody.
Hold on. He said, are there some battles? Yes, there will always be. I believe that their new focus should be economic development.
There
but they
go.
Have not
like
made
pizza.
That transition pizzas or cab delivery. So they can simply lost their relevance. Cain said this on Fox and Friends.
Of course.
Wink, wink. Cain blamed a quote-unquote double standard for the negative reaction towards Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney during his speech at the NAACP annual convention Wednesday.
Right.
Quote, again with Herman, there's a double standard, just like there's a double standard all the way back to when President Obama was candidate Obama, because many people in the audience are liberal thinking, and they are basically overlooking the failure of the of this president and his administration.
Yep. Okay. Is it time?
Yeah.
Is it time? Yeah. Ready? Yeah. Here we go.
Eat that watermelon,
eat that watermelon,
eat that watermelon,
eat that watermelon,
surely is good.
Eat that watermelon,
eat that watermelon, surely is good.
Yeah.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
E-R-O.
What's next?
Melon. Oh, hey. Of course. slave knucker.
House knucker. And Tony loved him. Tony just made a comment here how much she loved him.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because who don't
I'm just playing it? Tony. Tony, like, I can't stand that man. Right.
Yeah. Herman Cain is a sheer.
And there's a lot of colorful language. So,
yeah.
Quit playing. Now she don't.
Yeah. Herman's. Let me give you a Herman, good old Herman quote. Herman says, you don't take the Cadillac out of the rich man's hand. Get your own Cadillac. But working for the rich man.
There you go. This is what the Cain tells the people. His people. Because you all know the side Herman would have been on during that civil rights struggle.
Right. Hey, y'all better get to the back of this bus, man. They ain't playing.
Why y'all causing up this ruckus?
I just want to go to the farm.
Speaking of ruckus, that's who he reminds me of. Uncle Ruckus.
Rich Uncle Ruckus.
Yeah. That's who Herman Cain reminds me of.
Look, the dude is just a complete outright slave. But here's the thing. Romney goes to the NAACP convention. Now, Bush went, didn't get booed. Both Bushes went, didn't get booed. And Reagan went and didn't get booed. Romney went because Romney, hey, you know what? All you dogs in this health care, you don't need that. That's why as soon as I get in, I'm going to repeal what your black president gave y'all.
Now, give it
now,
up.
Now, how did you think he was? How do you think they were going to react?
That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, you coming out as his hype man really? Because, yes, you're dark, but you're not black. That's all I'm saying.
There you go. Right.
Right.
You're dark, but you're not black. Yes.
That's,
you're not even African American. You're a Negro. He's a Negro.
He's not even. He's a slave.
Yeah.
Like, it's below Negro.
Yeah. He would sit there, boy, if I see that Harriet, I'm going to tell on her ass. If I catch that Harriet around here, I'm going to tell.
Martin out here marching.
Martin.
Give me a brick.
Give me a get around here disturbing these nice people.
Martin out here with this singing and jigaboo music.
There you go.
Give me a brick. Let's throw it straight at the king. Here's your crown, king.
Overcome this. Herman Cain. And if anybody out there buys a pizza from Herman Cain, I hope you choke on it.
There you go.
There it is. Don't be buying no pizzas from Herman Cain.
Herman Cain got pizza?
Yeah. He was Godfather's pizza. That was him.
You stupid.
Slave daddy pizza.
I don't even know. Yeah.
Anyway, we're about to get ready to go into the second half. In the second half, we're going to be talking about Sarah Cruz. And this is the woman.
Line.
I'm sorry. That was the woman who got life in prison without parole at the age of 16. Now, how fair is that?
And
for killing
crime,
her pimp.
Yeah, for killing her pimp at the crime she committed when she was 14, she actually committed the crime. But, yeah. It's we're going to get a little bit into more detail with that. But instead of us telling you a little more about it, we got a clip where actually Sarah is telling you exactly what happened and how it went down. So you guys get ready for the second hour and get ready to hear this clip.
There it is, Truth Brothers Radio.
I was on the honor roll and the principal's honor roll, and I was like an overachiever. I ran track, I ran for student body president. I wrote a book on drugs and its effects, and I won a Young Authors Award. Gigi would start to take me or my little friends to roller skating or to the mall and stuff and everything. And he was like a father figure. Gigi was there sometimes. And he would talk to me and take me out and like give me all these lavish gifts or do all these things for me and stuff. And then he would tell me that sex-wise, he said, you don't need to give it up for free. He would try to put in my head all these different things and how men really think and how men are. And so I would believe him. He had sex with me when I was 13. And he's a very... he uses his manhood to hurt, like break you in, I guess. Gigi's hours were from 6 in the evening to about 5:30 to 6 in the morning. The girls would bring their money and give it to him. He was like married to all of us, I guess. That's just how they do. Everything was his. The judge sat up there, and I remember my lawyer saying that he wanted to ask for me to be sentenced as a juvenile because YA had found me amenable and susceptible to the treatment. But the judge said that because of my crime, and he said it was a well thought out, that I deserved the life without. That means I'm going to die here. I definitely know I deserve punishment. I mean, you don't just take somebody's life and think that it's okay. So yes, definitely deserve punishment. How much? I don't know. Every day is it's something that's not going to ever go away, you know? I'm very sorry to take his life like that. I've always tried to educate myself, though, as far as reading books and things like that. But I didn't think I could excel, you know? And who wants to excel in prison? I mean, be all you can be, it's not much. I guess my little heart would tell me that I was worth more. My judge had told me I lacked moral scruples. And I understand that. I had no clue what morals were, and I had no clue what scruples meant. So I had to find that in a dictionary and put the two together, you know, so integrity or, you know, honesty and all these things that I needed to learn, I went ahead and started to build this. If I had a parole hearing, I would want to tell the people that, first of all, I've learned what moral scruples are. Second, that... every day is a challenge, but I realized that I'm nervous. That I found the ability to believe in myself, and that I have a lot of good to offer now, the person who I am today at 29. I believe that I could set a positive example. I'm very determined to show that no matter what you've done or where you've come from or what you've experienced in life, it's up to you to change.
You can't handle the truth. Are you not entertained?
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
Yes, please dial that number real quick, people. We need to get this story out here. And, of course, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
I got the chat room blazing on Blog Talk Radio, standing by on Facebook and Twitter with your comments. And I'll be looking for those comments. This is a very, very touching story that we're going to be talking about tonight.
Yeah. The Sarah Cruzan. You guys think of that clip, man? I mean, this is
the clip tells it all.
Yeah,
in her own words too. That's what I like.
Right. She was able to. One thing about for anybody who if you're just now tuning in or you wasn't able to get the information on this woman, she's now 32 years old. She spent half of her life in since she was 16, she's been in prison, which means she's been in prison 16 years. Crazy. But and she's went to jail for killing a guy named Gigi. His name actually was George Gilbert Howard.
There we go.
And he, he was her pimp basically. He started.
That's exactly what he was.
He basically started pimping this girl out for sex trafficking at the age of. It says here that he started introduced 11. At 11, and
right.
He actually had her out there at the age of 13 years old.
Yep. From 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning every day, and after she goes out and holds for him, then if she can make it to school or whatever, then that's fine. That's where his priorities were.
And the fact that she murdered a man who she felt was the stories that I picked up on this dude was nothing nice, because I even had I went as far as to go find other stories just off of Sarah just to get into Gigi, and I'm going to have to call him Gigi. It's not a shout-out to him. I'm just saying his name because that's what he was known as. I had to go type in and get stuff on Gigi, and his background was effed up to begin with, to tackle on top of that the man was nothing nice to any of the girls that had quote-unquote worked for him. So she felt as if she was trapped under this man's thumb, and this was a way out, because he I don't know if anybody has a different story from what I had, but the story I had was he was going at her, he was getting ready to come at her again, and she kind of like lost it a tad. That's the story that I picked up. I don't know if anybody had anything
part
different.
Part of the story that I got, and again, the bigger part of this story is also the backdrop of human trafficking in the United States, which just virtually goes unnoticed. We turn a blind eye to this epidemic, and it's in every corner of our society, in every town, in every city. It's as easy as just going on your computer.
Not just that, but real quick, another thing that people didn't know about Sarah. One, her father was incarcerated and she's only seen him 3 times throughout her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And since the age of 9, her mom was a drug addict. And they once said that Sarah could have suffered from something that they call battered person syndrome. We'll get into all that a little later.
Yeah, and as you say that, I mean, most prostitutes can probably suffer from battered person syndrome.
Yeah, I mean, and it's just like, and even they had went as far as to say at the age of 9, she suffered from severe depression and was hospitalized from related health problems on a number of occasions due to that. That's at the age of 9.
Mm-hmm. Because the mother was a drug addict as well.
And the father wasn't there, you know.
Right,
so.
Right. And I think part of the reason that the story gets convoluted from the court case point of view is because it was another dude that was a drug dealer named James Earl Hamilton who put her up to this as well. So that was part of the problem. That's why the judge said this was so well planned out, this, that, and the third. But it wasn't as planned out, and she wasn't a cold-blooded killer, because after she did what she did, when she left him. She left her purse. She left her identification because she was a kid.
Right.
Right.
She
right.
was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude also told her that if she don't do this, he was going to kill her, his mom, and some other boy that she liked.
Right.
So, but that never even got, you know, administered in the court. That never even got dealt with in the court. They just, they played her like she was just the big bad villain who just had this elaborate plan all on her own.
Right. And then it went, well, see, and another thing that I was reading, again, I had to go back to all our notes because Truth Brothers do our research. The guy, he had arranged the meeting for her and Gigi on March 9th. She shot Gigi in the neck, you know, from close range or whatever. She took the money or whatever, and she took the car because
right.
she didn't even want to go back to meet up with Hamilton.
Right,
she just
because she
to
knew
leave.
Right, she knew she's out there now, and this is a kid trying to cope with what's going on and what she did.
Right.
And at the same time, I mean, Hamilton's whole play was he wanted Gigi stable.
Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, and then what's crazy is she got caught, and 4 days later she admitted that she did it on the witness stand. She even admitted that she did the crime. But, you know...
Well, she's a kid, right. And,
right.
And the police is going to interrogate... I mean, they found her ID. This wasn't going to be hard, and it wasn't like she was trying to, I want to say, get away with something, but she was in way over her head.
Mm-hmm.
She was just in entirely over her head.
And it says that an evaluation by the California Youth Authority concluded that she was amenable to treatment in a juvenile justice system. However, a local judge urged that wasn't going to happen. No, there's no need to send her there. We'll just go ahead and have her transferred to an adult court and have her tried as an adult.
Right, and that's from his argument that this was so well planned out and so thought out that this was that's what made it such a cold, calculating crime in the judge's eyes, but. I mean, how many battered women kill their abusers? And yeah, sometimes it's thought out.
Every day. I mean, it goes back to. I mean, and we're going to get back into the sex trafficking thing, but it goes back to. It's a show. It's actually a show about that called Snapped, that comes on every day.
Yeah, but a lot of
about,
them go to jail.
I know. I'm just saying. But Sarah went to jail. But it's been a couple of times on that show where women who've been belittled, battered mentally, physically. Been abused, and they just snap. And this is a minor. This is somebody who you saying that she's beyond rehabilitation.
Right, a child
who has a 16-year-old. You telling me that a 16-year-old child has an adult sized brain or the mind? Let me not say that the mindset of an adult. I can't see.
Well,
that.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not gonna say. I don't think it's about the mindset of an adult. I think the judge is trying to call it a heinous crime, which I would disagree with. The kid that jumped on the CTA bus and just randomly shot up a bus full of people, that's heinous.
No doubt. And that's what I mean. The difference between the crimes is that dude had no reason to go on a bus and shoot up a bus.
Well, his reason was he was going after somebody.
Right. But that, I mean, we're being playful. I mean,
right.
In this case, this is a woman who's been sexually abused, let's
yeah.
be honest. She's been sexually abused. She's been forced to work out on the street as a prostitute at the age of 13.
Yeah.
And you're telling me this 13-year-old woman who's been through
yeah.
this killed a pimp, and you send her to jail for the rest of her life without the possibility of parole first.
Well, I will say this, and this came from one of our listeners
mm-hmm.
who just sent us this, is that Sarah Cruzan actually won a commuted sentence.
Right. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, she did. Yeah,
Arnold Schwarzenegger commuted a sentence, but it was
to the
from,
possibility
to the, right.
of parole. She
right.
went from 25, I mean, she went from life without the possibility of parole until life with the possibility of parole, which means
right.
now she can
right.
indulge in rehabilitation services and everything that can rehabilitate her. But my thing is, why not? If you was, I don't want to say stupid enough to give a minor life, why would you give her life without the chance of rehabilitating ourselves.
Because the judge saw an underage prostitute who killed somebody, and he figures that she's irredeemable, like a lot of judges look at most black people.
That was the prosecutor's problem too. Tim Flair was the one who actually went into there and told the jurors, don't look at this girl. Don't let her smile and her innocence and all this fool you. No, this is the cold-hearted killer.
Right.
And my thing is, what defense attorney that you got can't – look, she's 13, she killed a pimp, a guy who was sexually abusing her.
Well, you'd have to get the court transcripts because we'd have to know what was admissible and inadmissible in the court because, like, Earl Hamilton and that whole aspect didn't make it into the court from what I believe. That never even made because he should have been picked up and arrested too. He's an accessory,
no doubt. You're absolutely right.
So he never got picked up and had to deal with any of this.
But,
and this also goes back to, like I say, the whole human trafficking thing and the whole thing about these poor young girls, these runaways who get caught up and turned out by men. Now, one problem I have with this is with us, America. In general, and black people, black America in particular, because at the same time as we're talking about how terrible this is, at the same time, we glorify pimp culture.
Yep.
We glorify it. Oh, man, what's up, pimping? We love pimps. And Bishop Don Juan is a celebrity in the black community. If you disagree with me, 818-514-1202. But when he's running around with Snoop Dogg and Snoop is going to award shows with two grown ladies in collars walking with him like actual animals, and we glorify him and give him a show talking about fatherhood and what a great father he is, there's something wrong with us.
Can't disagree with you there. I mean –
We glorify pimps. We love pimps. We love props. Cat Williams.
Yeah.
We love prostitutes to a certain extent. What's Superhead's real name?
Corrine Steffens.
She makes a whole living off of what she's known for.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a problem because
they got schooled on how to do it by Ice-T.
Yeah, and you know the problem. And then you look at Too Short and wonder why he's over there telling your kids. Nah, this is how you want to turn girls out.
Yep.
And you don't turn out of this. These
yep.
Too Short claim to be pimps. Nobody says anything about it. Like you said, Snoop and Bishop Don Juan and everything. All of these
yep.
men
hey,
are walking
hey,
around.
Let's go back. Nice and smooth. Big Daddy Kane is guilty
yeah.
of that too.
But that's what I'm saying. Like nobody looks at this and you're raising your kids and you're raising young men to want to live up to that lifestyle.
Yep.
You don't want to raise them up. You're not trying to raise them up to be fathers and take care of home and take care of the family and everything. Yet. No, you want to turn them into the guy who takes your daughter and strings out on the corner.
Yep.
And this, yep. and from what we've seen, I don't know exactly, but what alarmed me was I was doing some research and I didn't know human trafficking produces $32 billion a year.
Yeah.
$32 billion.
And it's as simple as going on your computer. There's a site called Backpage.com. They took over the whole personal ads after Craigslist stopped doing it.
Yeah.
And they filled the void, yeah. and they make a notch.
And what's crazy is it's not like they're this trafficking. It's not just sexual trafficking, though. They're taking – well, we'll take a break, and I'll tell you exactly what all this trafficking indulges into. But go ahead, man. We're going to take a real break. We'll be right back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Chief Fingers.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Little girl with all kind of gold, also on the honor roll. The pain was behind the soul, is what she was finding home. Mom tied in the zone, dad said bye gone. Grown men trying to bone, they wonder why she bought a phone at age 13. This fucking drip took it innocent, finished it, told her she's his soul, go get his chip. Or he would hit her quick, backhand, split her lip, had plans to split her wrist. Can you imagine living this, giving this pimp 3 years of your life? Just to live one day without fear, would you fight? So she killed this monster who had no right living, and at age 16, the sentence was life in prison. And then I looked into the eyes of my daughter, like how can I describe the horror that lies before a time shorter? And telling lies is the order, plus we shut our eyes to lullabies from the cries and the torture. You oughta.
Hello, Truth Brother listeners. We are experiencing some serious technical difficulties. So with that being said, we will not be able to continue the show for this evening. But we do appreciate you tuning in. Thank you so much, and thank you for your patience as we work through these difficulties. Truth.